We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
New Yorkers, don't give up. Don't surrender to violence. Violence will surrender to us. And we're not going to live in the shadows of killers. We're not going to state that people who are killing innocent people are going to overshadow the good work that we're doing to this city.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Hey, Mark Walters, our guest this morning. Great to have him back from Armed American Radio and, of course, spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation. My friend, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you heard a little bit about from Eric Adams there about he's gonna fix New York's gun problem up there. I mean, what happened there this week was a tragedy. Immediately, I knew what would happen. They turned the issue back on the gun instead of the felon who shouldn't have had a gun in the first place.
Easy to do when you're a Democrat socialist.
Yeah, I guess
that's their play. That's their playbook. And did you watch the entire? It was hard for me to stomach the whole thing, but I watched a little bit of his news conference or his gathering to discuss it, a roundtable discussion. And if you noticed, one of the gentlemen said he worked at a trauma center and he was holding up cards saying, this is what we're teaching kids at a young age. And the card said, no guns are fun. All guns are fun to law-abiding citizens.
They're
doing is this is brainwashing at a very, very young age. They exposed part of their playbook during that little roundtable. And a lot of people didn't catch that. But listen, he's talking about policing, Mark. Now, this guy's an ex-cop. He came in with a big agenda behind him as far as taking the streets back. My kids are 17 and 19, will probably never see New York the way I saw it in its heyday back over the last 15 years when New York was a wonderful, wonderful place to visit. And they'll probably never see it that way in the rest of my lifetime, sadly.
Yeah, I think you're right. This is what I thought was interesting about what Adam said yesterday. Adam said that they are going to use new technology to identify people carrying guns in what could amount to a no-contact version of the controversial stop and frisk program that we've heard nothing but complaints about. It was very effective, but remember, Rudy Giuliani was a racist for doing that.
Yeah, the Democrats called him a racist. Meanwhile, the city was safe.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, if you ask, I've got a young nephew living in New York. He's scared to death. He took his first job. They moved him to Manhattan. He's petrified. He can't go to a restaurant. He's got to show his papers. He's stuck behind a mask. Some businesses, tons of businesses are closed, will never reopen. And now this. Look, it's a real simple equation. If you vote for a Democrat, don't expect to change. It's that simple. You're going to get what you had with de Blasio at midnight, 12:01 a.m. He signed the same executive orders, continuing the same programs. So this new technology, let me ask you. Okay, so they've got X-ray vision. So the new plainclothes cops see the guy with X-ray vision because they have X-ray goggles or whatever the technology is. They're going to get out of the car and tackle him. How's that going to go over on the evening news?
I got to get me some of those glasses. That sounds pretty fun. Yeah. No, I feel like something.
You probably don't want them.
Out of a 1950s spy novel. He's got his X-ray glasses on, right?
It's crazy.
Well, and in New York, they've got to have some of the tightest gun control measures in the country. Same with Chicago, where, as you adequately point out here on armedamericannews.org, they had 17 wounded and 7 killed over the weekend.
That number's up to 22, by the way. Yeah. It needs to be. It needs to be. It changes by the minute in these Democrat-controlled cities. Look, we talked about this about a year ago, you and I did. This was predictable. We knew this was going to happen. And I don't understand how others can't see it. It's very difficult to wrap your head around. Let's see. Let's let criminals out of jail. Let's reduce certain felonies. In New York right now, you can rob somebody with a gun, not use the gun, and be let out and only charged with a misdemeanor. What do you think criminals are going to do?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, absolutely they are. There's a lot of focus on the weapon and the accessory that was used in New York when this officer was shot. I don't know how many, I didn't hear how many shots were fired from this Glock handgun that he had, but he had one of those magazines with the that had the round bottom to it and would hold like 40 rounds or something like this. This was the focus of all of the attention in New York this weekend, was the type of weapon used, and not the fact that the guy carrying it was a convicted felon who should probably have still been in prison somewhere, but didn't really care what the law was.
And it's important to point out, I'm glad you mentioned that, because the news really isn't talking that much about the fact that after they executed the search warrant at his residence, they found an AR-15, and I saw the photograph, it was an AR-15 pistol, under his mattress. And I want to point out that this proves the failure of gun control, because this individual is already, as a convicted felon, 100% gun controlled. He can be in possession of nothing, not even a round of ammunition. So we see the effectiveness of gun control in all of its glory. It is an utter failure, and it only applies to and harms law-abiding citizens. New York is about ready to get smacked down with that Supreme Court case, by the way, in June, as constitutional carry rolls across the country. So there's a lot of dynamics in play here, yet New York, the governor, and the mayor are continuing to double down and blame, quote-unquote, guns. He issued a really brilliant statement, Adams did. He said, New York City doesn't have any gun manufacturers in it, so they're coming from somewhere else. My city doesn't have a manufacturer, and I can buy a gun because it comes from a manufacturer somewhere else. As a law-abiding citizen, it is insane what they're saying. I think the American public is onto it, and hence why you're going to see a massive, massive sea change in 2022 in November.
Yeah, I'll bet we are. Mark Walters, my guest this morning from Armed American Radio. You know, I know you went to SHOT 2022 last week out in Las Vegas. What was exciting coming out of there?
The fact that it was about half the crowd or less than it was in over previous years. I could actually walk around and get business done. I mean, it really was noticeable in large measure because you had a number of manufacturers pull out. There were health concerns. Some of them used that. You had media from around the world who couldn't come, and it made for a very enjoyable SHOT show. But the show went off. It was fantastic. Those who were there thoroughly enjoyed it. I certainly did. And you saw what you see at every normal shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show. For those who might not know the acronym, SHOT stands for Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. It is the largest industry trade show in the world, held in Vegas every year. And it was a smashing success. To those of us that were there, you got to see some great new product out there, and you got to meet a lot of the decision makers, and it was a very comfortable setting. I'm looking forward to next year, where I broadcast there every year from Radio Row, live, every single day.
That's awesome. Plus, it's Las Vegas on top of that, which I love. So hopefully you had some fun there, too, that you can't talk about.
I'm boring in Vegas. I work when I'm there. I really am. That's a job to me when I'm out there, honestly. But the time change and everything else just beats me to death, lugging all around the studio stuff around. But, yeah, it was noticeably different. Vegas was noticeably down. Bars that normally stay open 24/7 were closing at 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock at the hotels. It was noticeably different. And I got out of there, knock on this wood studio desk, unscathed health-wise, so I'm happy.
Good for you. Good for you. Freedom-loving American. We love it. Mark Walters, thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Mark Cox. Appreciate it. Keep
yes,
up the fight, brother.
We sure will. Armed American Radio, armedamericannews.org. Great clearinghouse for Second Amendment articles as well. Go on there and check them out, please. And, of course, Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.